Last week, Governor Polis asked us to start wearing masks in public. And when I've shared that with people, sometimes there's confusion on buying a mask at a local store. And
Glenwood Springs City Council member Paula Stepp demonstrated several facial coverings at last night's special council meeting.
There's all kinds of opportunities, like a buff that many of our outdoors people in the area have for their skiing and outdoor pleasure. We also have the traditional cowboy attire, cover your mouth and your nose. And then some of you are talented enough to sew, like my friend who made me one of these.
Council held a virtual meeting originally billed as a discussion about whether to discontinue RAFTA stops in town, but the mask issue took over the first part of the 2.5-hour meeting. One thing that was made clear was the difference between masks and facial coverings. Councilmember Shelley Kaup did not want to use the word masks.
There's a reason that the governor's order for the recommendation on face covering does not say masks, and that's because we have a shortage of masks and PPE equipment for our medical providers and our EMS personnel. We do not want people going out and putting strain on that limited supply of masks. So I think a face covering would be more appropriate.
Rick Voorhees, who represents West Glenwood Springs, compared COVID-19 to a vampire.
And if we can come together and put a stake through this vampire's heart, I think people will be grateful that we did this.
Council voted 6-1 to mandate facial coverings. Tony Hershey cast the dissenting vote, stating that he wanted to rely on the people to do the right thing.
And I told Jonathan that I was walking by the church near my house, and this guy got out of a car and ran up and shook this other guy's hand, and I wanted to scream at him, "What are you doing?" You know, but I don't know that we can legislate away people doing dumb things.
The order went into effect at 6 this morning until further notice. Council also decided to hold meetings every Thursday throughout the state's stay-at-home order. As for the RAFTA discussion, council will make a final decision on Thursday. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.